Almost 30 with Krista Williams and Lindsay Simpson. Each week, we catch up with Krista and Lindsay to hear what's happening now, what hilariousness happened then, and to ask, is it almost 30?
Welcome back to our episode with Lauren and Brooks. Hopefully you caught part one of this episode. If you haven't, you gotta do it. We are talking relationships, The Bachelor, approaching 30, being 30. Also, we talk about Nick Vale in this one. What we really think about him. Anywho, we love you guys. Thanks for subscribing, rating, and reviewing. We hope you enjoy part two of our interview with Lauren and Brooks.
I like that.
Yeah. What was the goodbye on the first date? What was it like?
Oh my God, so nerdy. And that's when I knew I was like, I dig this guy. So I
don't remember this.
First of all, I had to pick him up and drop him off because he was carless.
Obsessed.
Okay, don't do that face. He was carless at the time, and I was like, okay,
ladies,
I'm a little nervous.
I'm available. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, didn't have a car, so I was like, well, okay, we'll just see how this first
date
goes.
Well, it can't go far.
Yeah,
so I
right?
like this already.
Wait. I need to know how you got to the first date.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll just start from the beginning.
Yeah. You were obsessed with him on Bachelor.
Back. Yes. Fast forward, what, 2 years? Was it 2 years after The Bachelorette? I'm dating a guy, doesn't work out, and I get a Facebook message from my friend that says, hey, my friend Brooks Forrester wants to take you out. And,
also a friend of mine, so mutual friend.
Yeah, mutual friend. And I... Thanks for getting that in
agent.
There.
Just
reaching out to her random friends. Hey, you got this friend. I want to take her out.
So creepy.
By the way, my name is Brooks Forrester. I'm on The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Like, I'm
Here's
using that. I'm at the Starbucks.
No,
I was on The Bachelorette. Please say Brooks from The Bachelorette when you call
when you
out my coffee.
My cup. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want B from the B.
It's a venti.
Yeah.
He wrote me, and I was like, Brooks Forrester, that sounds so familiar. So I type it in Google, pops up, because it'd been like two and a half years since the show, and I'm like, oh my God, you're kidding me. I call my mom, I'm like, Mom, you're never going to believe this. Brooks Forrester wants to take me out. Like, what should I do? And she was like, what do you think?
Don't
Go
wear
out
panties.
With
oh.
Don't wear panties?
Oh my God.
That's what she said.
What do I do?
And I call my sisters, just like so stoked, but also kind of like he's probably a douche.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that show can make you think you're a lot cooler than you actually are. Mm-hmm. And I was like, he's hot, so yes, I'm gonna go. And he was cute on the show, so I'll give him a chance, but honestly, probably not going to go very far. It'll be cool to say that I went on a date with Brooks from The Bachelor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what, then?
Where'd you guys go?
We went to this cute little Ava's.
So I'm going to back up, by the way.
Oh,
so I call her. She doesn't answer. I leave her a voicemail.
And you're like, the weirdest voicemail.
Yeah.
Just the dorkiest, weirdest.
Like
doesn't make
my
sense.
Vespa's in the shop.
Yeah, I was like, hey, Vespa's, as you know,
my Porsche.
At the shop.
Just crashed it.
And I said something along the lines of, like, I'd like to take you on a date or something if you're into that. I don't know, if you eat food in a day.
Yeah.
Or
I don't
like,
know if you, like, eat food, and it just keeps going
yeah,
on.
I just went on. And then in part because early on, my older brothers used to do that on their dates. Like, my older brother taught me this when I was, like, 17 years old. He had this really awesome Jeep, like this Jeep Renegade, right? Mm-hmm. And it was all pimped out. And then he had this really shitty Volvo that was like $500 that he had at the second car. And it was always the car that he would take his dates on. Like the first two, three, four dates, he'd always take on that. And he'd use coupons at dates all the time, purposefully. And I was like, why do you do that? And he's like, because I just want to see the reaction from these girls early on. Because for him, it was really important to have somebody that was down to earth.
Yeah, like, and, do you like me for me?
Yeah, so he played into that hardcore.
So that's so why you didn't have
the voicemail was like kind of nerdy. And I was like, okay, if she can handle that, then she's probably cool. If she calls back, and she did, and I was like, "Holy shit, it worked!"
Score,
yeah.
Score.
Anyway,
like, this is all a game.
Yeah.
So it's all a power move. Did you have a car, and you just had to pick you up?
I had sold. I just got.
It was in transition.
Yeah, okay. I just got rid of my car.
didn't have one, was getting one like the next day. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I pick him up. We go to this cute little Ava's, cute little, what kind of food?
It's like
is
a tapas.
It?
Like a tapas.
I'm going to have to go there.
And we sit next to these ladies, and they were so cute, and I think recognized Brooks from The Bachelor or something. But we got in a conversation with them, and they were like, we were pretty much talking with these older ladies the entire time, like our first date. But it was so much fun. I was just like, okay, this guy,
because the tables are really close.
Yeah,
like so it was basically
this guy's
like four
cool.
Top.
Like he's just talking to these random ladies. What were we? Oh, and the goodbye that night.
Yeah.
Anyways, had a fun night. Like talked to like. What, 1 in the morning, I dropped him off, and he was telling me about, like, I told him I don't drink filtered water or something, and he was appalled that I drink from the faucet, just like, you're killing yourself, basically, and I was like, oh, okay, well, and
okay,
he's,
goodbye.
He's like, he's like, well, 1 second, runs inside and brings out this, like, what do you bring out, like the salt?
I have no
some
idea.
Some sort of salt solution or something to put in my water.
Alkalizer.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, okay, this guy's a little weird.
Oh, my God, I love that so
much. But also just, like, nerdy and cute. So I was like, I'll see where it goes.
Well, okay, because at that time I had learned a lot. To give you some backstory, I was learning a lot about alkalizing your body. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I'd been drinking, like, distilled water most of my life, and there was controversy on whether or not distilled water was going to deplete you of all your minerals because it's negatively charged. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if you guys know this. Let me go on a little rant here about water. Yeah, so toxins in your body are positively charged, so the whole point, you have like 7 channels of elimination. There's 7 different ways for your body to get rid of toxins. And your urinary tract is one of the a major one. Sweat and breath, obviously, which I thought was interesting. Breath is a main one. Anyway, I didn't know that.
You cut him off when you need to because he will talk for hours.
No, my point is when it's negatively charged, the toxins can bond because positive and negative, right? The water that you're drinking out of that arrowhead is positively charged, so it's not going to eliminate as many toxins as something that's negatively charged.
That's the point of negatively charged water.
Yeah, so alkalized water is negatively charged, and I don't trust the government to put in.
Yeah. I don't trust the government.
You're like, oh, there's minerals in our water already. And I'm like, okay, where are those being sourced from? Yeah. What size are they? Because if they're not the right size, they actually get lodged in your tissue cells and cause things like arthritis and which could also lead to other autoimmune disorders like leukemia, lupus. So I just doing some research on that. I'm like, dude, water is huge. Mm-hmm. So when I heard someone say,
"You're like, I care about you. I gotta get you some alkalized water."
Like, oh, you're cool. You're killing yourself.
You're cool. Here's some.
You need to get on the water.
Anyway,
that's how it ended.
And
that's how it began.
Yeah.
How long?
3 weeks later, we took each other's clothes off and had
sex. Stop. 2 years ago this week, actually.
Wow. Yay. Yeah.
We're catching you at the anniversary. I love that.
Yeah, we made it 2 years, guys.
Just did high fives.
And you guys moved in. I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
Short like after, right?
Very, yeah.
How long?
Much to Brooks's dismay.
No. How long?
Well, kind of, actually. We had dated, what, 6 months?
I think I dated Justin 7 months and we moved
really?
In.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six months.
Well, we had dated about 4 months and then I moved out here and Lauren was still in Utah.
Oh.
So what happened is when I was, my job was transitioning to Dallas and I didn't want to move to Dallas. I was considering my options. Mm-hmm. I'd always wanted to do hosting and pursue more narrative storytelling, whether that was acting or producing or directing. So I was like, you know what? I have some good contacts in LA. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go out there and do that. Even if I'm not there long term, I'm going to learn a lot more being completely immersed in that. So I tell Lauren, I'm like, made the decision, I'm going to move to
just
LA.
Just one night we're laying in bed. He's all, I'm going to move to LA and act.
Love
I'm like,
that.
Okay, well.
And you were in Salt Lake at the time.
We were both in Salt Lake.
Oh, okay.
Just dating, hanging out. And he's like, I'm going to go to LA. And I was like, oh, fuck. Well, maybe I will too then. Because I like you and I'm not really doing anything here. So
then Lauren's like, I guess this is a good time to tell you that I love you. And I was like, whoa. Not the best time. Actually, the worst time. I was so upset at her, too. I was like, how could you be so irresponsible with your feelings?
He was mad at me. I'm like, oh God, I love you. I don't want you to leave.
But I'm leaving, you dumb shit.
This is like The Notebook.
You guys, he didn't say it for
till like months later.
You that left her hanging?
Oh my God, it was a bad night.
Yes. You want to? Okay, can I go into that?
It was Valentine's, by the way, too. So
yeah, it wasn't Valentine's Day.
Yes, it was. It was
false memory.
Damn, Brooks Forrester is cold.
Cold-hearted.
Hot news.
He's sending that to people later.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know if it's that I'm cold. I just wanted to communicate accurately what my feelings were, and I feel like the I love you carries so much weight in the level of commitment to one another that I don't want to express that before I'm ready. And so when she's like, I guess this is a good time to tell you I love you, I'm like, oh yeah, great timing for me since I've just made the decision to move.
Yeah.
It's going to be easy for me
he
to tell you I love you
place.
And be committed to, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm trying to figure something out. And then here
we
she comes with
levels.
This, I love you. Just like a son of
like,
a bitch.
It's almost like, I love you, please don't. It's almost like,
I love you, please don't go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that.
I just felt some like we had something awesome and I, I was bummed. But then I was like, well, why don't you just be a psycho bitch and follow him to California?
I feel that, girl.
And move in with him. Actually, I did.
Her drive out was not like she was crying. She was questioning what was going on.
Oh, it was so.
She was supposed to move in with another friend. That didn't happen, so she was going to crash at my place for a little bit. That turned, and I was sleeping on an air mattress, by the way, because I hadn't figured things out yet.
Yeah. Air mattress with like a 60-year-old guy was his roommate.
Yeah, awesome, though, right on the beach overlooking Malibu. I was paying $1,300.
But it was also very strange.
It was strange, but cool.
Whatever,
he wanted to fuck you.
Shit got weird.
He was like, all right, you have to wear that outfit I told you to wear.
He's like, Brooks, you
were
like,
wear
a leaf on your dick.
Dressed in this little sexy bunny costume every day. I'm like, babe, what are you doing? He's like, oh, it's part of our agreement.
So. Yeah, it's part of my rent.
Brooks, your eggs are ready.
Brooks.
Well, so then we ended up having to leave that place. Long story. So then
I had
again,
a place all set up.
Lauren had a place
Girl
set up.
Girl bailed on me like a week before.
So then again, she's with me.
I'm like, Brooks, I have to crash with you until I find a place.
I have roommates.
Two roommates.
Oh, my God.
The
douchiest frat boys you'll ever meet in your life. You guys, it was me and Brooks and two douchey roommates. We could have made a fucking show out of it. Like the shit that went down.
Why?
Were they younger? Were they?
Yeah,
what
younger.
Was
younger,
like, 20,
younger.
22
to 25.
Oh, yeah, king douche.
Just
yeah.
The douchiest, douche. Like football players still living that football life, can't let go of it. Like
through a toga party one. They were like, hey guys,
a
we're
toga
gonna throw
party.
A party.
Are we in college?
We're like, we're going to go out of town.
We did.
We did.
Do you want to know what happened while we were out of town? Oh, yeah. They just moved all of our fucking food into coolers and put it in our room to fill the fridge with beer. I go, dude,
holy
that's what the coolers are for.
To
you
put
the
beer.
And he's like, well, I wanted
they all,
it
like,
in the
hit
fridge.
Their forehead.
Holy
they're like, duh.
Yeah.
And half the food went fucking bad because they didn't put ice in the cooler.
Of course not.
And it's that's what I got so fucking pissed. That's when I was like, Brooks.
I'm depressed.
We had just this tiny ass room. We never left it. You guys, it was a depressing 8 months for us.
It was a depressing
The
eight
fact
months.
That we got through that means something.
Wow.
Yeah.
It means something. Anyway, so I basically crashed with Brooks until I was like, are we going to move in together or not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then
that was a whole nother level of commitment.
A whole
nother
level.
Whoa.
It is.
But I was like, we've already been living together, basically.
What was your hesitation?
On moving together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that experience being there with these two with these two guys and that this LA life being so up in the air, I didn't have anything within my control. I learned, when your house situation is uncomfortable, then your whole life is out of whack. You got to have a
Absolutely.
Safe haven, right?
Absolutely.
So then having learned that lesson and Living now it. Considering going and living with Lauren, I'm like, I don't know if we ever have these, you know, like these ups and downs. What if all of a sudden it just is the worst? Mm-hmm. Then what do I do? I'm even more out of whack because I'm living with the person that I also am dating. And I was
and
just like,
not
I don't
working out,
I just don't know if I want to put myself in that situation to experience those emotions. And so that was my hesitation.
Yeah.
But then, you
Driven
know,
by fear. Yeah.
Lauren was like, we've already been living together for 8 months.
You guys,
basically
the conversations,
dumb shit.
I would say that over and over again. But then I'd go, but, you know, we got to do what's best. And if you don't want it, I'll go live with someone else. In the back of my mind, I was like, if I move in with someone else and we don't move in together, like, pretty much like we're just going backwards. So what's the point? You know,
you're not going backwards. But
so bring us up to date. It's been going amazing?
Oh, I love living
together.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's
you guys are the cutest couple.
So
ever.
Much.
I know.
You guys are the best.
Literally. Couple goals.
Has it been like, so for really like, good. I don't mean to like talk about bachelor shit, but like for you, has that been like what's that like?
For me.
Yes, when you see someone that you love so much that you know so intimately, like you know him.
Yeah.
Him. You know, and then see person on TV or like, what's that like?
It was when we first started dating in Utah. He is like very well known with the females. Like,
sweet man.
Everywhere. Yeah. Like everywhere we go.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people on The Bachelor. I get recognized in Utah. I don't get recognized a lot of other places, but in Utah, people are like, Bachelor the Bachelor!
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm wearing a ski mask and a beanie and a sweater.
A lot of girls.
You should work for the FBI.
And do they love you?
Oh, they love him. Really? Like, everywhere we go, he would be stopped and like...
They're very sweet.
They want pictures with him, and I'm usually one that has to take the picture, yeah, so it's like so kind of...
They're like, who are you?
Can you take this? And I'm just like, okay. So, but I had to make the decision early on to be confident with myself if I was going to date someone that has been like a public figure and not get jealous and not get angry or upset, because it's not his fault that he has all this attention. Like, still have it. I mean, and then when we first moved here, like... You know, he would get stopped a lot by girls and still does. Just the other night we were getting ice cream and these girls chatted with him the entire, 20 minutes in line. Yeah. They were obsessed with him.
What'd they say?
Just what? Were they asking about Bachelor? Yeah, and I just kind of like stood back and just like listened. And but it's so, like, for me to get mad just makes no sense.
Yeah.
I mean, if he doesn't give them the kind of attention that would make me upset.
I was going to say, like, it is because you are doing
except
an amazing job.
Yes. Except for when I just reached down and grabbed their pussy.
Damn it, another night where he grabbed
it's because
trying to get ice cream. And he's
Brooks is doing an amazing job making you feel special, and you are his. Like, it.
Yeah, he makes me feel confident in our relationship. Mm-hmm. And
exactly.
If I was dating an asshole that I was nervous, like, oh, maybe he's into that girl, I wouldn't be dating him.
Exactly.
So there you go.
What's it
like for you? Because it's like you have random girls coming up to you. Like, you probably get some DMs. Like, what's that like for you?
Yeah, what's going down in the DM?
He got a DM this morning.
What? Tell me
more. I did?
Wait, you're that would be an amazing, like, little snap show with you guys, like getting the
sliding into your DMs.
You know what I mean?
Show,
yeah.
Like, babe, let's look at your DMs this morning.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
sure it just gets weird. I'm sure it's just weird for a lot of people. Like, I don't get DMs, but people don't either.
No. Social media, just in general, I think Lauren and I are trying to do a better job of not participating in social media, not letting it take over our lives. But it is a technology that exists and it's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. And it does provide a platform for us to be able to speak about things that we're passionate about. So I feel like we've been taking a stance of doing things like logging out of our social media so that we're going there with intentionality instead of it being a habit. That's really changed because I will...
That's a good one.
Well, it's taken a while though for Brooks. Brooks was very much in using social media as a platform to... kind of grow out here.
Trying to hustle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
That's but key. I was like, it is.
But it's hard.
Consuming.
There's balance. And in a relationship, too, like, we've had to learn of, like, balance with social media and, like, having girls contacting him all the time and, like, me feeling uncomfortable sometimes.
Yeah.
There. But, I mean.
Like, I had my Snapchat open to everybody. So I'd get random snaps.
Mm. Like, titties.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, how do I feel about this?
Titty City. Girl. I'm kind of bummed about that I don't get those
anymore.
Oh, yeah. But I've since changed. I made a refuge for Snapchat. Snapchat's now just available to my friends. So, like, when I post on my story, I'm like, only my friends are seeing this. So, because I noticed I would also act differently. You know, if I was posting something on Snapchat for my story, I'm like, I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. I need to practice some authenticity. And maybe when I'm ready and I've got a more mature relationship with Snapchat, I can open up those channels to then be available on a My Story, you know, platform. But for now, my relationship with social media is too immature. Mm-hmm. And I feel like is the case for most people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one's taught us, you know, what a healthy relationship looks like with these devices.
Yeah.
And so people, I think, are just like, oh, this is good. And they're just immediately involved in it.
Yeah.
And it's such a distraction. And I know that that's a repetitive word, but I see in the world of just like, if you're looking at it top down of like, if you wanted to create a society where people just worked and consumed to create a machine for the one percenters.
Linchpin.
How amazing is this device? With Seth Godin?
Yeah,
I've read that. Does he talk about that?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that. But yeah, it just is like when we consume information as well as like products, it doesn't give us any free time to create, think, and do.
Think.
And I feel like, you know, I'm sorry I'm going on a rant here, but like I've gotten so much more time with myself now as a result of shutting down kind of my interactions on social media, that spending time with myself and having that introspection, and I know it sounds all like foo-foo or whatever.
No,
but
no, it is the truth.
I'm like, damn, I am way more happy than
and aware and mindful.
And time with the people that you love. Mm-hmm. Like, me and Brooks now have a rule where, like, phones are put away when we're eating. We sit down. We don't even watch TV. We eat and we talk.
Love nothing that. Else can happen
like,
during
so many people are just, like, on their
that.
Phones. So couples just on their phones. Not even chatting at the end of the day. It's like,
that's
what is
help.
So, like, that is not important. Looking at, like,
yeah.
whatever you're looking at on Instagram, like the person you love's right in front of you. Talk to them about their day. Talk to them about life. Talk to them about your feelings. Like, that is what is now and what matters. Mm-hmm. And it's taken a long time to get to that place, though, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and I feel like anytime I'm talking to somebody, I feel like this is somewhat of a socially acceptable behavior. Is like, they look at you, they look down at their phone, and then they look back at you like, I'm listening. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no, you're not.
You're actually not listening.
You're hearing the words. Yeah. Sure, I don't doubt that you can hear the words because you have two ears. But in order for you to listen and then be able to respond to something that I'm saying, there's no way.
Yeah.
I know that because I do that.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm doing this, don't bullshit
me because guess what? I do the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know what it's like.
Yeah. I've even noticed that within like working retail, like when I ring people up and I'm trying to have a genuine conversation with them, they won't even look up from their phones. And I'm like, that is so rude. We have turned into very rude people that, or someone will be on their phone having a conversation while I'm ringing them up. And I'm like, dude, like, how
human here.
Yeah.
I just, it's just, we've turned into very rude people through technology. And I think it's sad.
You should wear a self-checkout shirt. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, so you know how they have the self-checkout signs at the grocery stores?
Oh, okay.
So instead of just being a human, just wear that and be like, just point to it whenever
like,
they.
Like, look at this scanner.
That's
I'm a robot.
I mean, that's what we're talking about.
What is a question like people ask you all the time? Like, so those girls that came up to you when you're at the ice cream, like, what is a question that people always ask you? Like, about?
Is it real? That's the
is
most
it
important.
Real?
That's the biggest one.
Is it real?
Is it real?
Is the love real? Is it real?
And I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah, right.
And what's your answer?
Real to what?
Yeah, I feel like as I've had that conversation enough, I go, what you're saying is, is it scripted? Like, are people telling you what to do? Is there? But I feel like that would be so easily seen through. Like, if people were rehearsed and told what to say, they're not actors. You know how hard acting is? It's to make it believable. So hard. So they're not getting strangers off the streets and going, hey, I want you to say this and make it believable. Like, no way. The show would be shit. But the show is actually done a great job. They're in
so
like
entertaining.
It's so entertaining.
So popular.
It's somewhat real. It's
they know how to cast.
Yes.
They know how to cast and they know how to work the cast. Oh, it's a long process. It's different for everybody, but there's you know, they go around and have like casting locations.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. But once you do get like your initial step into casting, they bring you in. They have like 3 or 4 days, and
you
that's
go like rounds, right?
Really?
Yeah, you go through rounds.
I tried out for it too.
You did?
I almost got on the season before I met Brooks.
That's
good
crazy.
Thing I didn't.
Yeah.
Wow.
But for me, I submitted late, like in February. They film in March, and I was doing it because I'd seen the show. Mm-hmm. Like, I never watched a full episode. I'd only see an episode here and there. I'd get sucked in, like, oh, she chose that guy. That guy's such a douchebag. And then, like, whatever. I don't know their names. So I thought it was kind of just this dumb little show that a small group of people watched.
Oh, yeah.
Like my sister-in-law. She's the only person in our family that really knew the show. And
little did he know. It's a phenomenon.
We were joking about it at Thanksgiving, and she's like, well, you know, since your last girlfriend, you haven't really dated anybody. Probably gonna have to go on like The Bachelor to actually find somebody, and we didn't know how it worked. We thought you could just be The Bachelor. And I was like, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Sure, yeah.
But like, then we learned like, oh yeah, you got to go down to The Bachelorette. So, we filled out an application, and I did it as a joke, you guys. full on joke. My pictures, there's 25 pictures you have to submit. I was at work, snow on the ground, like, in the back of the building.
Yeah, yeah.
I did different, different poses, athletic poses,
like,
and then photoshopped clip art. Yeah, underneath me like a horse,
yes.
Tennis racket, football, basketball. And I put things like, I'm sporty. The questions that they asked, there's like all about love and stuff like that. I answered them. Tyler, my good friend Tyler Burton was with me when I was filling him out. And he's like, he said this the other day. He's like, I'm so surprised that they even called you, because they would be like, I wish that I would, and I would just ham it up. And they called me. Like, I put it in on a Monday. They called me on Thursday. And they were like, we'd love to have you on the show. Georgia, come down. We're kind of 11th hour of casting. Can you come down tomorrow? And I was like, are you buying my flight to come out to LA and do that? And they're like, yes. I'm like, absolutely. I'm on the next flight.
Amazing.
Yeah. So then I was
They knew you were going to be on. Yeah.
So then I did the whole thing, and they were just like...
Did you talk about being Mormon on the show?
No.
I didn't know if that would help you, because it like puts you as like a character. Like, it puts you in a category where you're like, oh, well, his religion. You know what I mean? Like, so that... Do you know what I mean?
I think they avoid that in
general. They leave politics and religion out of it.
Okay, good.
You know?
I think that's backfired them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
They don't even want to talk about that on the show. It's all things love.
Love that.
That's it.
That's why the villain only lasts until, like, top five. It can be about drama until a particular point, and it needs to return back to the central plot, which is love.
Yeah.
You know?
And you left the show, right?
Yeah. And that was interesting, because they...
That was like... He broke her heart.
Yeah, it was like a big deal, right?
Well, they built that up, too. I mean, it wasn't really like that. I mean, I went to Chris and Desiree's wedding. If that were like as real as they made it seem on the show,
I wouldn't have gotten
an invitation.
Well, she was heartbroken,
though.
You kind of destroyed her.
Well, I think that's partly in shock, as anyone would be, is if you envision like, okay, one of these two are a possibility, and
she
then
was gonna pick
she
you.
Was in the driver's seat, and she was not prepared to be like, oh, he can leave and go home 100%. As well. He has freedom of choice here. Like, I think you're told
like no, that's not.
That's not how this works.
Yeah, this is America. Like, you stay, and
so,
I choose.
I think it was more that. And then, obviously, the producers, too, knew that was going to happen. So behind closed doors, you know they had to have been building that up. So they're like, we need to have a reaction. Because let me take you back a couple steps. Mm. When I first expressed that I wanted to leave the show, they were full force on, like, we're the experts. You don't know how to do this. You've never been here. We've been here so many times. Mm. We know how this works. This is normal. So then they started working on my, like, getting me to get to this place where I would say, I love you, you know, get to that spot. I remember the interview when I was like, I'm just not going to say that. I'm telling you that, in fact, I want to go home. Like, I don't even want to be here anymore. I'm tired of having these conversations. I'm tired of having these interviews.
Because you knew you didn't love her.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to do this. And I don't know if she's being genuine or not. But I'm not going to risk, like, if she really did have genuine feelings, to then tell her I love you just because it's part of a show. And then afterwards have to deal with those repercussions from another human.
Yeah,
I was like,
horrible.
Fuck that.
Right.
So,
that's just mean.
Yeah.
So they will for full force until, like, they're like, we just need to get we'll go to your family. Everything changes once you get to your family date. Because I didn't want to have the family date. Then we had the family date.
Holy shit.
And it was, like, the next morning. It wrapped at, like, 3 in the morning. At like 8 a.m., I get a call from the producers, let's go on a hike. I'm like, okay. So we're on a hike. And he's like, I think you should go home. And the script changed immediately.
Because they wanted to build up that drama of she met the family. And then they were like, okay, now you can. Because now that we have that drama built, now
you
got
what we
need.
Home.
Yeah.
Later.
Yeah. So I can only imagine what they were doing on Dez's side.
Sure.
You know, to make that moment.
Building him up in her head. Like, so Brooks is the one, right? Like,
he's the best.
He's the best. Like, just building Brooks up. And then while telling Brooks, okay, now you can go home. And then that whole scene where they're both sobbing because Brooks feels horrible. And they're both just breaking down on national television.
Oh, it's so embarrassing. I like had a legit emotional breakdown. And it wasn't just because of, my feelings for Desiree, but it was like the feelings of having to be on the show, the repercussions of that. How are people going to interpret what I'm doing here? Because I don't know how they're going
to
edit this.
But he's going to be like this bad
guy. And I have to do this.
And
I was like, yeah, I'm going to be a villain for sure. And that was emotionally taxing. And then her and crying,
I
was like,
shit. Drinking all the time? Do you guys like work out or like eat well?
No. I mean, there's food available all the time. So that is nice. And there's full fridge. That's nice.
Fuck, I'll go.
But I didn't drink very often.
Yeah.
Like, I think I one night I had like three drinks and things got a little weird and I was like, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
I was hiding behind a plant for a little bit.
Think of the girls hiding behind a plant. I don't, all right.
That's just safe though.
Glad that's they didn't get safe. That. Yeah. Yeah. Well, think of the girls that have, you know, six drinks in like an hour and are just shit faced. They love that. They eat it up.
Yes.
Well, they know beforehand how that's going to all play out.
Well, yeah, the talking head interviews, it's like, you don't even understand. Yeah. But I love me.
Yeah. You know, like, he is my husband. That's my husband.
He's
there.
My soulmate.
But, you know, can I say something to you about that? Because since that process, like, I've had to go through a lot of emotional processes. Breakthroughs on myself and realizing, like, oh, you know, there are things that I have to deal with on the way I communicate love and the way I interpret love and the way I feel about that.
We talk about that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Because in my relationship with Lauren, Lauren is much more communicative. She's more open and vulnerable than I am. And she's helped me get to that place of understanding that it's okay to express whatever it is that you're feeling, even if those feelings aren't like, you're the best in the world and I love everything about you. I'm like, I'm struggling with this. And this is how I'm feeling. Because once it's out on the table, it's the only way that you can then build on or address and fix. And I know people have said that before, like, oh, relationships are all about communication. But you're like, what does that mean? Like, and people go, oh, relationships are hard. That's another thing that people say all the time. And I'm like, oh, I thought that meant like, oh, relationships are hard for a myriad of simple reasons. Like,
you lose interest.
Sex, interest, kids, money, like money, all things. The typical offenders for divorce and or separation.
Yeah, so, they're hard because you have to tell the person you love what's going on in your mind.
Yeah, you have to work on yourself so much. Yeah. And I'm like, that's a lot of work on yourself to just be like, here's what I'm feeling. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to try to make this better. I'm going to communicate these things more clearly. I'm going to be more honest and open with myself so that I can be more open and honest with you. Mm-hmm. And that's been really exhausting, but also very
exhausting.
Yeah, rewarding.
I'm
like,
exhausted.
Yeah.
No, yeah, no, at times no, it has been because great. I bottle everything up. I'm one of those individuals that hence why I had the breakdown on the show. I don't deal with my own emotions. I take the emotion of the room and chameleon to that. If everyone's happy, I'll be right there with you.
What's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Okay.
So in doing that, I can't ever address my own emotions because I'm too busy mimicking everybody else's emotions. You know. So for me, it's been interesting to be like upset because I had a scale of like good and bad. Like, here are the good feelings and here are the bad feelings, things that we shouldn't feel. And anger would be like in one of those regret or being frustrated. These things would sit in this world. Now I'm learning I can just sit with the emotions and go, so this is what it feels like to be angry. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds crazy that I've had to do that. I'm 32 and I'm just now going like, it's okay to be angry. And I just sit in it and it feels good.
Yeah.
Like I go, this is, and emotions only last 90 seconds. I learned feelings are like a feeling is something that, is like the way I feel about Lauren. That's an established,
only
developed
90 seconds.
Yeah. But if I'm angry,
feeling, I'm like, that's great.
Anger only lasts 90 seconds.
90 seconds.
Yeah. Well, and it's because I'm only saying that because there's this convoluted idea of like feelings and emotions and they're not really defined. Mm-hmm. And I'm learning, we've done such a bad job of describing love and it's really become damaging because we hyperbolize or romanticize. And that sounds like it shouldn't be in the same realm. We romanticize love. Mm-hmm. But like the show, like The Bachelor, we put on this pedestal, like this is how love should play out. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's just as damaging as any other thing in society, like pornography to young kids. I don't feel like is a good thing. There's this organization called Fight the New Drug and people are like, oh, isn't that kind of a Mormon thing, like anti-pornography thing? And I'm like, yeah, but their stance is on teens being exposed to pornography. Mm-hmm. Now I'm all about that because they're still in their own development trying to figure things out. They don't need to be exposed to something like full-grown adults, you know, vagina and penis action.
We should
have
a whole other podcast about this because I feel very strongly about that.
Okay, yeah. Well, and so and to wrap that all up, I'm just saying I've been misguided and the media's helped shape that in the way that I'm supposed, like supposed to feel love, you know?
It's different for everyone.
And it's been really hard.
And then The Bachelor, too, it's like romance, romance, travel, love you, love you. And then it's like, but what now?
Yeah.
What now that you actually know them? You know what I mean?
It doesn't work out most of the time.
Yeah.
Because it's not really, you don't really fall in love with someone.
Yeah.
I guess a select few have been successful and have families now, but it doesn't happen very often because it's not real.
Yeah.
It's not real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have an important question.
Yes.
So when was the moment that Brooks farted in front of you, and then how long after did you fart in front of Brooks?
Good
we just
question.
Wanted to touch on that.
Ooh, the fart.
We just wanted to touch on that.
The fart.
Almost 30 Nation needs to know.
This is our
okay.
wrap-up
when was
question.
The first time that you farted in front of me?
Well, I don't remember it on a timeline because I have that back at home, but
you're like,
was
you're
it
like
in
silent
Utah, though?
Or loud?
Was it within the first?
Lauren egged me on.
Yeah.
Lauren was like, how come you don't
fart?
She's
like, come on.
No, you didn't. It had to have been, I think, the first, like,
what, did you feed him beans
or something? 3 months.
Well, because I was like, I don't think it's appropriate. And she's like, what? And she was offended. She
was
like,
I would be offended. I was like, what do you mean? Just fart in front of me. Yet I would not fart in front of him until
100%. Months later.
I think it was until I felt 100% comfortable a year. For me.
Yeah.
But Brooks was
a couple
months.
Probably like
which is so
five,
good that we do
months.
That. That guys, it's like okay for them to fart, but for us we have to be ladylike longer. I'm like, what the fuck?
100%.
Why does that matter?
Yeah. Now we celebrate it. She's like, I think I got a fart going on. I'm like, let me hear it.
No,
I
want to
hear
sister.
It across the room.
Like,
yeah.
But what you don't realize is he is 100% honest right now. That happened this morning.
Oh yeah.
She had a good one.
Oh, he'll hear me. Yeah, like if I have a loud fart, he'll Woo-hoo! Hear me and be like, yeah, babe, that was
Shut
good.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, are you? And then you drop like a silent but deadly and he's like,
oh,
you devil.
Oh, that's
oh,
so
yeah.
weird. Well, that's definitely happened.
Never been in a relationship where I've said someone's fart has been worse than mine. I'm like, oh my God, that's worse than mine.
Babe.
That's
oh my God,
worse than
really?
Mine.
It's
that's
the green juice, man.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I eat so healthy. That's why.
Well, before Jesus. We had our Soul Cycle ride, I like farted really quiet, and Justin was like, "Damn, you got to get that out before Soul Cycle."
Wait, were you
I
in
like,
Soul
what?
Cycle?
No, we were at home before. Oh. So you got to get all those out before you see people.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm sweating my ass off.
I know.
Our we're, studio
we are,
right now is.
I think we got to cut just because of
Steve's
the sweat.
Wet.
No, this has been so amazing.
Yeah.
I think my microphone actually shorted out. Can you guys still hear me?
Because yeah.
I've been sweating on it so profusely.
Yeah. My upper
everywhere.
Lip.
This has been eye-opening, and you
I
guys are couple
have you guys
goals.
On again.
Oh, you guys
yeah.
are. Thanks for it's, having us.
You guys are
we
soulies.
Love chatting about life.
And
yeah.
ourselves. So.
And yeah. ourselves.
We got to do both.
That was
perfect.
So. Every week, Sunday?
Yeah. Love it.
We'll definitely have you guys back
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you're the best.
And please listen to Brooks' podcast on... Please
After
plug
Buzz.
It right now. This is
it
your time.
On
you can watch it.
Oh,
it's
watch
on
it.
iTunes.
After
yeah. After Buzz TV. It's The Bachelor Bachelorette if you guys are into that show. And then
hell yeah.
There's a YouTube channel as well. You can do chat roll, live comments, and we're following along with cool. fans, and we'll ask questions. We have a lot of guests from the show on.
Great.
We've had Nick on like 4 different times.
Saw him at a club a couple months ago.
Yeah, how was your experience? So cool. Can we wrap it out? Can we wrap out? Is that be our outro with Nick?
Yeah, we were like, oh, he's so hot. And then we got closer and we were like kind of like just small talking. And
with him?
Mostly. It was just like dead
boring.
I was like,
very
I was
small
like,
talk, huh?
You know guys, what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was just like,
there's
I was like trying to
nothing.
Think of things. I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
was he very engaging?
No, he was like on his phone.
Oh,
but
yeah.
like, but
on
like,
his phone.
But yeah. then would look phone. Up. Yeah, all the fucking
all the
time.
Time.
But like socially awkward on his phone, like no one else was talking to him. So we just went up to him because we had a few drinks on us. We were like, hey,
yeah.
what's up?
Yeah.
Like, yada yada. And he was like, yeah. And like he was like engaged with us, but then like
but
was
not.
Socially like kind of shy and would like go back to his phone. We were like, we get it. We're not trying to suck your dick. We were just saying what's up.
No,
yeah.
that's, but like.
You kind of looked alone.
It's like rude though. I don't think he's socially awkward. I think he's
just rude.
Rude.
Really?
Well, but it goes into that. I don't think he's intentionally being rude either. I think he just doesn't have that understanding of like, mm-hmm. oh, how he mm-hmm. is being
I think he knows.
Yeah.
interpreted. You do?
Yeah.
Well, aren't aware. I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
The only when I was talking to him at that party a couple like months ago, the only thing that he said to me was, will you pass me the chips?
Damn.
When I'm trying to talk to him
oh,
and it's
shit.
On his phone.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, shit.
And on that note...
We could. Thank you guys. You guys are the best.
Pass the guac.
Yeah, thanks for having us on,
yeah.
you guys.
We love you.
Make it.
Bye, guys.
Bye. I could watch you for a lifetime. My favorite movie.
Mm-hmm.